Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. It is Jenny, and welcome back to my podcast. I am so excited that you're here, soaking in all this information, loving life, and being the badass that you are. So today is a fun topic. We are talking about retraining your brain. Yeah, so today I am putting on my therapist hat and helping you process ways to move away from negative thinking patterns. So let's get started. So when negative thinking patterns become automatic or habitual, it's really time to make a change. We need to re-engineer the way our brain takes on tasks. This is not an easy thing to do, but today I'm going to break it down into steps for you, and hopefully it makes sense. So common negative thinking patterns are the all or nothing thinking process, or an over exaggeration of a topic, especially the should have statements. I should have did this. I should have went to the gym. I should have picked them up, or even just plain overanalyzing, overthinking. Let me put on my therapist hat and help you break down what is causing the negative thought process. So number one, what is causing the root of the anxiety? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a feeling? Is it an emotion? What is this feeling that is causing the utmost anxiety? Number two, what are your triggers that causes the anxiety? Is it one, the person? Is it a situation? Is it a food? What is causing these triggers? Sometimes triggers can be so easy as a smell, a sight, a sound. And the third one is, what happens when you are triggered? Do you go back into that negative thinking pattern of the all or nothing thinking, or you're over exaggerating, or that shoulda coulda statements? So these three things is, what is the anxiety? What is the root of the problem? What are your triggers? And what happens when you're triggered? Awesome. Now that we identified what's causing these negative thought process, so let's try to fix it, or at least help maintain these negative behaviors. Take a pause and just remember, it's okay to not be okay. We're all gonna have these days when things are just gonna go awry. It doesn't necessarily mean that your mental madness is just off the hook. It's because you're allowed to have a bad day. So definitely take that into consideration. I mean, if your bad days turn into a bad week, a bad month, we need to reevaluate some things. Definitely remember, it's okay to not be okay. Creating ways to break negative patterns. This is one of my, it's so hard to do sometimes, to be very honest, is ways that we can break negative patterns. What do you do? How can you get out of a funk? For me, it's movement. It's going downstairs and jumping on my spin bike or my rower. Or how can I turn a negative thought process into a positive? Or it's just consistency with journaling or meditation. And these are three things that I'm terrible at doing. And I'm always so transparent with y'all because it's truth. These are real life situations. When you are so far into the hole of negativity and you're trying to crawl out, it's hard. But I'm going to be straight with you. We really need to pause, say, it's okay. I'm having a moment and I really need to flip the script. How am I doing it? Best way is remove yourself from a negative situation, take a moment and think about it, and change your mindset around it. One, are you in danger? If you're in danger, this is a different type of topic. If you're in danger, ask for help, call for help, call a friend, because no one should be in danger during a topic or a situation. If you're not in danger and you're just having a moment where you're just feeling sorry for yourself, snap out of it. Don't let your brain take over your body. It's about being consistent with your thought process. It's about being consistent on helping you move forward, how to get out of this situation. It's all about stepping into the moment, realizing, okay, this is a pretty shitty situation, and how am I going to move forward? Either I'm going to go A, I'm going to live in the moment and let it ruin my day, month, year, or I'm going to be like, okay, this happened. Okay, I'm dealing with it and I'm moving on. Once again, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to make mistakes. Failure is a part of our future. We are going to fail. Recognizing your emotions and feelings during this situation is huge. Sometimes, especially me, I get so emotional over a topic, and half the time my emotions are because of something else. It has nothing to do with the topic at hand. What is going on in your life that's causing you to be so emotional? Are these feelings valid for the situation that's going on? Is it life and death once again? Or is it something, are you just going through the motions? What is going on? And the last set here is coping skills. The number one way to process feelings is how to cope with them. When you are anxious, angry, excited, how do you deal with your emotions? For me, I need to pause, take a moment, sit down, process how I'm feeling. And yes, it's a multiple step process. But for me, it's what works. My coping skills is that I need to step back, take a moment, and recognize what's going on. What are your coping skills? Simple coping skills could be walking away from a situation, listening to music, petting your dog or cat, going for a walk, taking some exercise, or just simply turning on the TV and just watching something for a half an hour, just getting your mind off what's going on. But what's most important about coping skills is that we are trying to cope with the current situation. We're not trying to push it to the side and not deal with it. We need to cope with it. We need to understand what these feelings are and how to deal with them. I think a lot of the time, what we do in our feelings is that we just deal with them and we push them down. I'm raising my hand for that one because I do it all the time. I take my feelings and I stuff them down inside me and I just don't deal with them. But that doesn't help, because what happens is all these feelings come to a surface at the most inopportune times because you don't deal with them. So coping skills are huge, huge way to deal with negative thought patterns. So retraining our brain is definitely not an easy task. It's all about identifying what the problem is, what's causing the triggers, what happens when you're triggered, taking the moment, pausing, and creating a better thought process when you are triggered. Recognizing your emotions. Okay, I'm anxious, I'm angry, I'm upset, and what can I do when I feel like this? Yes, there are lots of steps to this process, but once you're able to recognize and bounce back, you can do it. It's easy to do. Yes, all of us have triggers. All of us have moments in life when we're just angry. I woke up this morning and I'm just like, I'm going through a house construction demo. Just people are everywhere. I'm trying to record a podcast and things are so loud and it's just a mess. And I'm being triggered because my morning routine is all messed up. And if I don't follow a morning routine, it makes me feel anxious. It makes me feel like I'm not progressing, if that makes sense. But that's my own stipulation. That's my own pressure that I put on myself. And then I have to step back and I'm like, is this life and death if I don't record a podcast in the morning? Is this life and death if I record a podcast on a different day? Take a moment, pause, take a breath, and realize it's okay. It's okay if things get messed up, changed, move around. Once again, if these patterns continue to slide, it's a different situation. But remember, you are in control of your own behavior. No one can tell you what to do and how to feel. All right, everybody, I hope that you learned something from this. I know it was kind of all over the place, but you know what? Being a person that helps other people change their lives is so much fun. And that's what I love about coaching. That's what I love about helping my clients through the process of change. And I love what I do. I'm so excited because I'm into this course building mode and I am all about this flow of energy. It's called recognizing, rebuilding, restoring, and regaining. It's your transformation. So many fun things are coming out in the future. So definitely stay tuned. As always, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all the love and support that you have given me, and continue to be the inner badass that you are. Talk to you next week.